I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and what I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not cast away the grace of God. These words ring loudly in the heart of the one who has understood that when he receives Christ into his heart, he needs to renounce his past life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that whoever is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. When he talks about all things, it is talking about the old nature that we had in life, that since we were born, we learned to express a life full of lies. Deceit, envy, adultery, a life full of sin. And no matter how many good things we have wanted to do, always that stain of error follows us all the time. A life full of guilt, full of pain, and not a good pain that leads us to true repentance, but a pain of frustration. This old life must pass away in us so that we can access the new life that God prepared from the beginning for those who love him, who want him, who long for that new life. Not a life that can be like all the others, because God, my beloved friends, God is not just another lifestyle. He is the life itself. This man who wrote this text in Galatians 2:20, he understood also that if he decided to go for that new life, he had to give up the old life. And the best way for that to happen was not just by making a decision or repeating a few words. It was by taking everything that he considered to be of service, to a place closed, called the cross. That cross that announces the end of the old life and offers us resurrection in Christ to a new one. This is the message. You know, this is the central message of the gospel. The cross of Christ, that old cross. And I'm not talking about the wood, that old cross. And I'm not talking about two sticks that go perpendicularly across each other. I'm talking about what that wood meant. The end of Jesus' humanity. When Jesus decided, he chose the cross because it was necessary for his death to bring us to salvation and to bring us to life. Jesus knew that the cross marked the end of his human life, but it would open the way for the spiritual life for which we were all created. The new life and abundant life that comes from God, and everything that comes from God is God, pleasing and perfect. But we are so comfortable with the world that we consider that the life we have now is unique and that there is no more. We forget that God put eternity within us, and that it is necessary that, as Paul understood, we can go to the cross and say, I am with Christ. I am crucified together with Christ. I am crucified with him, with Christ. I am crucified together. In simpler words, I decided to die to what is today. I decided to surrender my life to God and renounce my old life, renounce myself, renounce pride and all that I learned from this world, in order to reach the new that God has for me. That is the true message of the gospel. That is the good news that we need to understand. A good news that does not expire. A good news that is there. a good news that to be good first shows us the bad news, and that is that we are sinners, that we were born condemned in this world, and that the only way to be turned to true life and live with purpose is to go to that old cross that is waiting there, to accept what Christ did out of love and grace alone. When I speak to you of the message of the good news or the message of the cross, I am speaking of that main message that is there, written in the Word. The old cross, my beloved friends, marks the end of man, so that God can grow in us. But today, the pulpits are full. The temples are full of new messages, and those new messages have raised up a new cross. A cross similar to the first one, but not the same. A new cross has entered in modern times, and we can walk under the excuse that everything is changing and that the cross has to change. But let me tell you, the forms can change, but never the internal. The message will always be the same. The cross, the message of the first cross, should not change. But today we have raised a modern cross. It looks like the old one, but it's not. And although the similarities may be superficial, the differences are fundamental. I recently read something about this, and this is what I want to share with you. To return to the initial message of the gospel, to return to what is really important, and to realize that this new cross, or this new message that is heard today, where they offer you a car, a house, and a scholarship, where they tell you that you only have one problem and that you are not in sin, where they tell you that you can live your life as you want to live it, because at the end of the day, you are going to be saved, because it is by grace. From that new cross, a new philosophy about the Christian life is born. And from that philosophy, a new kind of meeting, a new kind of preaching have arisen. Easy words, more human, that lead us to think that in God, the equation of man's life is no longer necessary. That new word of today, that new cross, uses perhaps a language like the old one, but its content is not the same. It's a very subtle cross, my beloved friends. The old cross had nothing to do with the world. For the proud flesh of man, it meant the end of the journey. It carried out the sentence imposed by the law. All must die. But the cross of today, the new cross that many have adopted, that famous new message does not oppose the pride of man. On the contrary, it is a friendly companion and can be said to be a source of enjoyment and fun. For it lets man live as he wants and does not show him his sin in order to run to God. The motivation of his life remains unchanged, and he still lives for his own pleasure. And although he likes to sing gospel songs and watch religious films, it does not make mankind see that he is in need of God, that he has sinned and needs true repentance. This new cross encourages a new and totally different Christian treatment. No longer is there a demand for people to renounce their past life. No longer is there talk of dying to live again in Christ and God being in control. Now this new message rehabilitates the human being, giving them the opportunity to be a better person, but still with the root inside called sin. The philosophy behind this, my beloved friends, may be sincere, but its sincerity does not excuse its falsehood. It is false because it is blind. He does not understand at all what the meaning of the true cross is. The old cross that Paul spoke of is a symbol of death. It represents the brutal and violent end of a human being. In Roman times, the man who took up his cross to carry it had already said goodbye to his friends because he was not going to come back and he was not going to have his life renewed or rehabilitated. Instead, he was going to have it brought to an end. His life was going to come to an end, in other words. The cross did not give up. It did not change anything. It did not forgive anything. It killed the man completely. It did not give a new opportunity to that first Adam full of sin and corruption. Not at all. It was not tolerant with that fallen and lost humanity. It put an end to it, as we do not like that. As we do not like to be shown our sin, to be inconvenienced. We prefer that light message, that easy message, that message that simply tells you God loves you. Relax, everything will be fine. But is it really that message that will get us into heaven? That's where we have to analyze what the old one really means. The correct cross, the cross of Christ, the message that draws friendly parallels between the ways of God and the ways of men, is a false message because the Bible does not determine it that way. The faith of Christ has no parallel with the world. And when I talk about the world, I'm talking about the system. I'm talking about the deception, the lie of this world. God's message has no parallel with the world because it crosses the world perpendicularly. It puts an end to it. It cuts it off completely. So by coming to Christ, we do not raise our own life to a higher level. We do not take it to a higher level, but we leave it nailed to the cross together with Christ. And Jesus himself expressed it this way. The grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die completely. And if it does not die, it cannot grow and bear fruit. The grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die completely. And if it does not die, it cannot grow and bear fruit. It cannot grow and bear fruit. I'm repeating this message on purpose because we have to go back to that first message. God offers life to man, but he does not offer him an improvement of his old life. Understand this, please, that the life that he offers is a life that comes out of death. It is a life that is always on the other side of the cross. And whoever wants to enjoy that life has to pass under the rod of the cross. That old cross that marks an end of the sin nature in men, of the sinful nature from Adam. My beloved friends, we can continue to choose to continue believing in that new message, in that they talk nice to us, in that they tell us all the time that God is going to give us a car, God is going to give us a house and a scholarship, a message that does not bother us, a message that does not challenge us or confront us, a message that we like to listen to, that is entertaining, that makes us laugh, but in the end does not show us our condition. And when time passes, the only thing it did was to move emotions. But it did not bring transformation. That's why today, I just want to remind you that the new cross, that the new message that we can call Christian today or a gospel, wrongly called prosperity and annunciation, that tells you that everything in life is money or how you can live well, that has forgotten about eternity and what is really important, the eternal, the spiritual, what goes inside. A message that doesn't tell you that everything in this life is vanity. A message that does not tell you that everything has its time. A message that is good to listen to, but does not transform the soul. You have to go back to the beginning where it all began. And it all began on the cross of Calvary. That true cross that makes us say goodbye to that old self, to what we thought we were, and to live for God. A life set apart for Him. That is the true abundant life. But you choose which cross you want to take. There is an easy one, but its end is death, an eternal death, not just a physical one. The first one kills you completely at the beginning, but shows you that afterwards there is resurrection. Your eyes are open to live as God wills, and that is the best cross to choose. Father, I thank you for this wonderful word, Lord. Thank you for reminding us of this message. Thank you, Lord, for turning us back to this wonderful word. Make it understood in our hearts, we pray. And I pray for each person who receives it, so that their eyes will be opened and we can return to the main message of this gospel, of this good news. Your cross has not gone out of fashion. That cross is still there, and we need it, because we need to die in order to live again. But this time, an abundant life in Christ. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elia Soyos, is speaking to you. Always remember that God comes just in time. Blessings.